Hi, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Have you ever been to Toronto, Laura?
No, but I have lots of friends who used to live or are living there right now. What about you, Erin?
I have. I'm from Canada.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I can take a train to Toronto in 14 hours, which is a long time, but feels like a very short time in a country as big as Canada.
So when was the last time you were in Canada?
Well, last summer, I took the train all the way across Canada, so I got to stop in Toronto for a week.
Wow, really? So what did you do while you were there?
Well, I visited some friends, I ate lots of delicious food, and I got to see some of Toronto's famous tourist attractions, like the CN Tower. I even saw my favorite band at the Rogers Centre.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing trip. If I travel to Toronto, I'll be sure to ask you for some travel tips.
Of course. Toronto is a great city, and I'd love to help. In fact, if we look at our article, we'll read about an interesting tip for anyone who is planning to travel to Toronto.
Reading. Toronto's path has got it all. During freezing Canadian winters, going outside can be a nightmare. One Canadian city has a clever way of getting around this problem, however. It's called PATH, and it's a 29-kilometer network of tunnels located beneath Toronto. Construction began in 1900, but today's PATH only began to take shape in the 1960s and 1970s. Although the tunnels cleared the sidewalks of people in Toronto's financial district, PATH users found them confusing at first. Thus, colorful PATH maps were introduced to guide people along their way. Each letter in PATH represented a different direction or color to follow. Luckily, most PATH users don't mind getting lost. PATH is home to the world's largest underground shopping mall, with around 1,200 shops and services. What's more, PATH isn't just convenient, it's cultural. The buildings above the tunnels house Canada's greatest collection of public art. PATH also connects many of Toronto's major tourist attractions, including the famous CN Tower. With all this and more, PATH certainly has visitors to Toronto traveling on Easy Street.
The article begins by talking about some terrible Canadian weather. It says, during freezing Canadian winters, going outside can be a nightmare. Now we see the word freezing there. Freezing is spelled F-R-E-E-Z-I-N-G, freezing. This is a word that's used to describe something very cold, like the winter air in Canada, or a very cold drink with lots of ice in it.
Okay, 那不知道同学们有没有去过加拿大的 Toronto 多伦多呢? 如果没有的话, 可能跟我一样, 无法体会, 课文一开始有提到说, 在这个加拿大, 严寒的冬季, 出门啊, 可是一场噩梦哦。 不过我们先来看一下其中出现的 freezing 这个字哦。 就是指超冷的 ，OK， 通常呢就是天气冷到爆啊， 你觉得你可能 像个冰块被快要被冻死，就会说 It's freezing today， 它是个形容词哦。那另外要注意的是，跟它长得很像的 freeze， 它则是个动词，除了有冷冻的意思，在口语上我们还可以用来表示不要动 freeze。OK， 那冷冻食品啊，像是冷冻肉啦，则要用形容词 frozen f r o z e n 来表示冷冻的。
So, Erin, is winter in Canada really that cold?
In some places, yes, it is, especially Toronto. Now, the sentence also says that going outside can be a nightmare. A nightmare is an extremely difficult or scary situation. Sometimes the weather gets so cold in Toronto that you can only be outside for a few minutes at a time. So if you have somewhere important to go, it can be very difficult to do that in such cold weather.
OK, 像是我就很讨厌很冷哦。难怪呢，在这个句子当中还提到说啊，这个出门可能是一场噩梦。没错，其中的 nightmare 字面上有噩梦啊、梦魇的意思。可是呢，在本课还有口语当中 ，nightmare 常常可以用来表示很糟糕或是很恐怖的这个经历啊，或是状况哦。比方像是如果你开了一个 party， 结果惨了，就是一团乱啦。然后来的这个宾客可能就是又很糟糕，食物又难吃，你就可以说 the party was a complete nightmare。So, Aaron, what do people do when it's that cold?
Well, usually we try to stay inside. But the article says, one Canadian city has a clever way of getting around this problem, however. Now here, the article uses the phrase, get around something. When you get around something like a problem, you solve the problem or you avoid having a difficult situation.That means Toronto has a way of solving their very cold weather problem.
I see. Okay, 所以刚刚课文提到说，虽然很冷，对不对？不过加拿大呢，诶，有座城市用了一个聪明的方法来解决这种问题哦。那其中我们看到的 get around something， 其实可以用来表示解决或者是避开某个问题啦，或是困境这样子的意思哦。So what's the clever trick?
Well, we find out in the next line.It says, it's called PATH, and it's a 29-kilometer network of tunnels located beneath Toronto. Now, a network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K, network, is a system or lines, wires, or roads that are all connected to each other. So under the roads in Toronto, there are many tunnels that connect all the buildings on the street.These tunnels are called a network because they all connect together.
That's so cool. Okay,、mm-hmm. 想要知道这个方法是什么呢？其实透过就是这个 path。什么是 path 呢？原来它是一个位于在多伦多的地表下长达29公里的隧道网路哦。其中我们看到的 network， 其实它可以用来表示好多意思、哦、有这个联网啦，或是某一个这个网路系统啦，或者是刚刚提到的哦，就是比如说像是一个 rail network， 就是一个就是隧道啦，或者是一个铁路这样子一个系统。So, you can go to many places in Toronto underground.
Yes, it's nice and warm down there and cool in the summers too.
Wow, so how long have the tunnels been there?
That's a really good question. The article says, construction began in 1900, but today's path only began to take shape in the 1960s and 1970s. Construction is the process of building something large or complicated. When a new building is being built, we say that building is under construction. That means people are still building it. Now, the first tunnel beneath Toronto was built more than 100 years ago, but there are a lot more tunnels now. In the 1960s and 1970s, a lot more tunnels were added to the old ones, and it began to form or take shape.Into the network we see in Toronto now.
Wow, okay. 所以我们学到刚刚从课文当中，这个建造的工程是始于差不多1900年，但是现今的 path 是在1960和1970年代才开始成型的哦。哇，我们看到好多个字哦，像是 construction， 其实就有建造啦或者建设的意思，它是一个名词哦。而 take shape 这样子的一个片语呢，有成型啦这样子的意思。For example, the cloud took the shape of a heart. That just means the cloud looked like a heart.、
Mm-hmm.
So Aaron, why does Toronto need so many tunnels?
Well, the article gives us the answer to your question. It says, although the tunnels cleared the sidewalks of people in Toronto's financial district, PATH users found them confusing.So first, we use the phrase clear A of B, or clear the sidewalks of people. To clear the sidewalks of people means to make people leave the sidewalks. That means the sidewalks on Toronto's roads had too many people. When the tunnels were finished, all the people went beneath the city and the sidewalks became much emptier.Now, this was the truest in the financial district of Toronto, which is where Canada's largest banks and office buildings are. A district is a certain area, like a certain mm-hmm. section of a city, and financial has to do with money. So Toronto's financial district has many different banks and offices. It's always very busy there during the day.
Okay, 所以刚刚课文提到了很多的重点哦。他一开始是提到说，虽然这些隧道了疏散了这个多伦多金融区人行道上的行人哦，但是 PATH 的使用者最初认为他们让人感到有点混乱哦。那其中我们有看到的 clear A of B, okay, 所以其实呢，像是课文提到的，就是字面上to clear something 就是把什么什么给清除这样子意思哦。所以课文的 to clear the sidewalks of people 其实就是字面上有着把走在这个可能人行道上的人给清除或是疏散这样的意思啦。也就是说，换言之，如果他们都使用地下走道，就不会有太多人在人行道上啦。尤其是位于在这个多伦多的 financial district， 就是金融区，这些人行道，想必呢，在这一区一定有很多的人在上面走来走去，因为这里是有这个很多银行啦，还有办公大楼。
So it sounds like PATH has a lot of users. It does. Thousands of people use PATH every day. If we review the last sentence, we remember that they found the tunnels very confusing. Now, confusing, spelled C-O-N-F-U-S-I-N-G, confusing, describes something that is not easy to understand. Some of the tunnels in Toronto were old, and some were new.They were also not the same as the roads above. Many people got lost.
I think I would get lost too. 因为我是个路痴 I have no sense of direction.、
Mm.
Okay, 所以刚刚还记不记得我们提到说其实使用者最初觉得用这个 PATH 呢感觉到让它很 confusing, 很混乱。其实 confusing 这个字呢也有困惑的意思。那大家不要把它跟另外一个 confused, 就是感到困惑这两个字 confusing, confused 搞混哦。如果你要说我感到很困惑你可以说 I'm confused, 因为如果你不小心说成 I'm confusing, 大家可能会觉得你是令人感觉混乱这样子的意思哦或者是很困惑令人感到困惑。So don't confuse these two words, confused and confusing.、
Mm-hmm.
So Aaron, did the city do anything to keep people from getting lost?
They did. The article says,Thus, colorful path maps were introduced to guide people along their way.
Right, it also says each letter in path represented a different direction or color to follow.
Right, once maps were put into the tunnels, people stopped getting lost. When you look at the letters for path, P-A-T-H, each letter represents, spelled R-E-P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, represents a different direction, north,East, south, and west. Represent means to be a symbol or a sign for something. So, for example, P is red and is south. A is orange and stands for west. T is blue and stands for north. And H is yellow and stands for east.
Wow, that's a great way to do it, but I bet some people still get lost. Okay, 所以呢，我们刚刚提到的课文是说，彩色的 PATH 地图呢，它因为大家很容易搞到混乱哦，所以它便被引进来为人们指示方向哦。那你们知道吗 ？PATH 中的每个字母其实都代表了一个可以跟随的方向或者是颜色哦。其中我们提到的 represent 就是代表。举例来说，刚刚我们提到的 PATH P-A-T-H, P 它就是红色的然后呢它是代表这个南方那 A 是橘色的那它是代表了西方这个方向那 T 是蓝色的它是代表着北边而 H 是黄色的那它是代表的是东边哦Now, in fact, here the article says, luckily, most PATH users don't mind getting lost.
Right. It also says...PATH is home to the world's largest underground shopping mall, with around 1,200 shops and services. Now, we used the phrase, be home to, in this sentence. That means all the shops and services are located in the tunnels. If you're looking for a shop, you can find it in there. PATH has so many shops and services, like doctors and supermarkets, that you can find everything you need without leaving.
Wow, okay, be home to 是什么的所在地这样的意思哦。那刚刚就提到幸运的是大部分的 PATH 使用者觉得迷路也无所谓啦。 OK, 因为呢 PATH 是世上最大的地底购物中心的所在地，所以刚刚我们有提到的 be home to. I bet it even has hotels, so you can sleep there.
It does. It has other stuff too.
Yes, the article talks about that. It says, what's more, PATH isn't just convenient, it's cultural.
The word cultural, spelled C-U-L-T-U-R-A-L, cultural, describes things that are related to writing, music, and other types of art. We find these things in PATH too. The article says, the buildings above the tunnels house Canada's greatest collection of public art.Now, the word collection is spelled C-O-L-L-E-C-T-I-O-N, collection. This is a group of similar things that are kept together. So, like, a collection of art is many pieces of art kept together.
OK, 刚刚我们提到 PATH 不只是便利，它也具有人文气息，其中的 cultural 就有着文化的啊，或是人文的意思哦。那在隧道上方的建筑，它收藏了加拿大最丰富的公共艺术哦。OK, 它有很多的 collection, 就是收藏这样子的意思哦。
So what other cool things can you find on the PATH?
Well, the article says PATH also connects many of Toronto's major tourist attractions, including the famous CN Tower.
Okay, so an attraction, 其实像我们提到的 tourist attraction 就是有观光景点这样子的意思哦。So you said that you went to the CN Tower last year, didn't you?
I did, I went all the way to the top. Now to finish up, our last sentence in the article says, with all this and more, PATH certainly has visitors to Toronto traveling on Easy Street. Now Easy Street is today's shortcut for you, so let's take a quick break to find out what it means.
Shortcut for you!
Thanks for helping me practice driving, Pat. I'm a little worried about my test next week.
Don't worry. A few more lessons with me and you'll be on Easy Street.
Where is Easy Street? Do I turn left or right?
Neither. To be on Easy Street means you're in a situation in which any problems, difficulties or worries can be avoided.
I see. On Easy Street means 轻而易举.
Exactly. So now I want you to turn right onto Stone Street.
Is that a real street or another one you made up?
It's a real one, but look out! You nearly went through a red light.
Oopsie, looks like I'm not quite on Easy Street yet.
For You Chat.
Now, Laura, our For You Chat question today is, what kind of attractions does your city offer? I'm really interested to hear what attractions there are for me to see in Taipei.
Well, I know most people might say Taipei 101, but I'm going to go for 故宫. It's the National Palace Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe night markets like 士林 Night Market or 士大 Night Market, which you should know, and see the night view at Yangmingshan. Have you been to any of those places?
One of my favorite places is the night view in Yangmingshan. Sometimes I like to drive up there and...stop and have a nice little dinner at night.
Great. Well, it's nice to know that. Well, it's time to end today's lesson. So, thanks for joining us, everyone. For English for You, I'm Laura.
And I'm Erin.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Toronto's PATH has got it all. During freezing Canadian winters, going outside can be a nightmare.One Canadian city has a clever way of getting around this problem, however. It's called PATH, and it's a 29-kilometer network of tunnels located beneath Toronto. Construction began in 1900, but today's PATH only began to take shape in the 1960s and 1970s. Although the tunnels cleared the sidewalks of people,In Toronto's financial district, PATH users found them confusing at first. Thus, colorful PATH maps were introduced to guide people along their way. Each letter in PATH represented a different direction or color to follow. Luckily, most PATH users don't mind getting lost. Path is home to the world's largest underground shopping mall, with around 1,200 shops and services. What's more, Path isn't just convenient, it's cultural. The buildings above the tunnels house Canada's greatest collection of public art. Path also connects many of Toronto's major tourist attractions, including the famous CN Tower. With all this and more, Path certainly has visitors to Toronto traveling on Easy Street.
Vocabulary Review.
Freezing. It's freezing outside. Make sure you dress warmly. Network. All of Japan's cities are connected by a huge network of railroads. Confusing. Jason didn't understand that movie. He found it too confusing. Represent. The color red often represents danger or is used as a signal to stop. Cultural. The mayor announced his plans to hold more cultural events, including music, festivals, and art exhibitions. Collection. My grandfather's collection of rare stamps is worth quite a lot of money.